In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 17, May 1st, 1925. This is the mission of living in the divine will. It's the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mission of Mary, most holy, and the mission of Louisa. And Louisa says, I was thinking about the many things that my beloved Jesus told me about his most holy divine will, and some doubts came back to me that who knows, it might really not be necessary to say everything, or that some things were not necessary. So here, these doubts that Louisa had are our doubts that Jesus says to Louisa at the end of her life. She said, Lord, I'm so sorry for all the doubts, all the worries, all the, you know, anxieties, all the complaints that I've had all my life. And Jesus says, Louisa, you had none of that. He says to Louisa, every question that you had, every doubt was of those who would be reading the writings of you, Louisa. And I wanted you to experience these doubts so that you would speak them to me, and then I would answer you to answer all those souls who would be reading the Book of Heaven. So what we have is, this is really important, what we have is Jesus telling Louisa that these questions are our questions. And that's why I've said it before, if you have all your questions will be answered as you read the Book of Heaven. A lot of people have many, 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 many questions, many doubts, many worries, many fears, many anxieties, many complaints, many negativities. And Jesus wants to hear them so that he can answer our questions, our doubts, our worries, our fears, our anxieties, our complaints, our negativities, so that we can begin to live a peaceful, joyful, happy life. So, you know, I hear so many people say, well, Louisa was negative. Louisa was worried. No, no. That was our worry that we gave to Louisa. How we tormented Louisa with our questions, with our doubts, with our worries, with our fears. And she experienced them so that she could give this misunderstanding to Jesus so he could lead us to a correct understanding. So what's so beautiful about the divine will is, as you read, all your questions will be answered. You're not going to get all your questions answered by reading just volume one. As you go through, as you study, as you grow into this truth, these truths, these manifestations, these promises that Jesus has given to Louisa about what is coming, what will happen is everything becomes clearer. We begin to see things from a divine perspective. And as we read all 36 volumes, and then as we read again, that's why I love the calendar, because you could go through basically the whole calendar in 1 year by reading what Jesus said on the days in the year. As you go through, as you read the calendar, as you go through this, you become, he expands our capacity to understand a deeper reality that he wants us to embrace. So she said, Jesus wanting to lovingly resolve my doubts and to make me know the mission that he entrusted to the one who is to make known the divine will. So here, again, this, we see the humility of Louisa. Jesus said to Louisa, you're the one that is going to make known the divine will to the world. You're going to give it to the priests first, and then the priests are going to begin to live this life and give it to the people. This is the first bread. As the priests are in charge of the Holy Eucharist, they're in charge of the key to the tabernacle. This is their mission. The bishop is in charge of the Eucharist in his diocese. This first bread that God wants to give is the bread of the divine will. The second bread is the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, which the priest is in charge, and the priest is in charge with the first bread as well. As the Father basically is in charge of the bread given to the families. I know that, you know, the breadwinner, as this has changed over the years, but this is the role of the Father. And so what's really important is that we begin to understand this great gift that God wants to give to humanity is being given to us through the Holy Church. Now, the Holy Church is going to be attacked, and the Holy Church is going to go through some great sufferings. But the saints have always said that the bride of Christ must be crucified like the groom. This crucifixion is coming. This martyrdom of martyrdom is coming. And our job is to begin to live this abundant life. So Jesus, wanting to lovingly resolve Luisa's doubts, which are our doubts, and to make us know her know the mission he entrusted to her to make his divine will known, and to make us become aware of this mission he has entrusted to Luisa, he says, Luisa says, having chosen for this the most miserable person, and that Luisa is chosen for this misery that I am, to my great stupefaction and confusion, continuing his holy instructions on this matter, Jesus told Luisa, and again, this is for our benefit. He told Luisa, my daughter, every mission is to be connected to the office of executing it. So each of us has a mission. Each of us has a responsibility, a duty to the Lord. And we have an office of executing it. It's whatever the Lord has given us in this life to do, we're going to execute that mission. Therefore, it must be carried out, not omitting carried out omitting nothing of that which belongs to the mission. So in our life, you know, in the vocation that God has offered to us, and the ones that we have embraced, we have a mission, we have a duty, we have a responsibility to fulfill that mission, whether you're married or single, whether you're religious or non-religious, we have a mission that we are called by God to accomplish. And he says, you're going to omit nothing of that which belongs to the mission that God has given to each and every one of us. Now, he's going to show Luisa her mission. And in the reason he's showing Luisa this and why Luisa has to put this down on paper is for us to understand this mission that Luisa has. And she is the one who has been given this gift. She is the human born of original sin who has this gift. Now, Our Lady was given the mission of living in the divine will, but she's Theotokos. She was born without original sin. Theotokos, mother of God. And now Jesus is saying, because of what Jesus has done, the new Adam and Mary has done, the new Eve, now this is going to be given to all the world. And our Lord is asking us, would you be willing to begin to live this abundant life that I've given to Luisa to give to us through the priest? So he says, in fact, every mission which is designed for the good of others has its own particular gifts, own particular graces, own particular riches, own particular qualities which are useful for its execution. So here, everything in your life, everything that you've gone through to this point has been planned by God. Okay, now the positive is for us by God, but the negative is what we've gone through, what we've unfortunately, because of our fallen nature, we've fallen into this misery of the human condition. And a lot of the times in our life, the mistakes that we have made spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, these mistakes that we have made, these sins that we have produced, basically, forms us. Now, a lot of people regret, they have regrets of what they have gone through. And the guilt of the sin turns into a greater sorrow, realizing that we are a fallen nature, even though we have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, Our Lady co-redeemed with Jesus on Calvary. And what is happening at this point is God uses that guilt of our fallen nature to make us have a firm purpose of amendment, to avoid the near occasions of sin, to turn back to God. And this is a war that we're in. This is a war that all of us are going through, where God leads us, guides us, directs us, and then he says, okay, what are you going to do in this situation? And this is where we fall, and we go back for the grace of confession to turn back to God and get absolution from the priest in order to continue this climb, if you want to say, up this mountain, to climb up this hill, if you want to say, this Mount Calvary, to be with Jesus and Mary, to die to our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. So we have Holy Church, we have the sacraments and sacramentals, which help us get through this time. And we have to remember, in the United States, in the Revolutionary War, President Washington, before he became president, he lost many, many, many battles until the final battle. And this is what we're going through. God is going to help us conquer our weakness, conquer our misery, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. He's going to give us the strength to accomplish this. So he says, this is why Jesus says, every mission is destined for the good of others, has its own particular gifts, graces, riches, and qualities, which are useful for its execution. So God is going to win. This is the thing we know. And our job is to trust in him, believe in him. This is why the final devotion that is given to the church before Jesus' return, as Jesus tells St. Faustina, is Divine Mercy. And our job is to embrace this gift, to begin to live this trust in Jesus, confidence in Jesus. So a lot of people become afraid of what is happening. And our job is to say, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I have hope in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. Even in our sinfulness, Jesus, you're going to win. This triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is going to occur. This Eucharistic reign of Jesus is going to happen. And we begin to understand even the Eucharistic reign of Jesus is we become living hosts. That's what he said to St. Faustina. You must become a living host. Well, to Louisa, what he says is this is how and why you're going to become a living host. This is the Eucharistic reign of Jesus. The Eucharistic reign of Jesus is where we are going to be a living host. Jesus is going to reign in us. Image and likeness is what he wanted from the beginning. So what happens is amid all our misery, our sinfulness, we know we're going to win. And this battle that we're in, God is going to take care of us. So it's not to be afraid. We have to have, like we said before, the confidence and the trust that St. Joan of Arc had. I was born for this time. God is going to take care of his little ones. And he needs us to cooperate. He needs us to begin to trust in him to the point that God, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, what is he going to do? He's going to give us all the gifts, all the graces, all the riches, all the qualities to fulfill this mission that he has given to us. And this is what he gave to Louisa, and he's giving to us. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.